I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski here, Joe Beamer here. We're all back together with you on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, feeling great. It's great to be back. Sorry for taking off yesterday. My thanks to Jimmy for filling in last second. But the rest was helpful, and we're back, ready to go. Happy to be here on a Thursday.
Got a lot to get to. I got a whole rundown here. Why don't we start with this? You mentioned this morning, and you know, as soon as it's within earshot of me, it's coming up in the air. You said you stayed in your car an extra 8 minutes because you were scared of a kitty cat outside.
Yeah, well, you're misleading.
How?
It was not. It was a feral cat. Okay.
Whoa. You know this how?
You didn't have
Jack Hanna.
Well, from. From my, where are the cameras? No, from my vantage point, it didn't have a collar, had no identification on it, okay?
Cat.
It was a cat that was just hanging out in front of the door, Brian. Now, again, I grew up having cats in the house. We brought in a stray cat when I was a kid, when we lived in Hornell. So nothing against cats, nothing against stray cats. But it's 4:30 in the morning. I don't think it's crazy.
You thought it was going to morph into Dracula? What?
It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm still waking up, and I just did not want to have to put up with this cat that was at the door. Now, I could have very easily just driven to the door everyone else goes to and thought nothing of it.
You could have very easily just walked in.
What happens if the cat attacks me? If it breaks skin, I have to go get a rabies shot. So, hey, I had the time. I was enjoying a song in the car anyway, so I listened to that. And it's whatever Coast was coming back to. They play the 2-minute songs that come back at 4:30. I listened to that, and then by the time the cat had made its way, I made sure it had crossed the parking lot, and I walked in.
You made sure you were safely across the street from the cat before you got out of your car.
It's a stray cat. You don't know where that cat's been. You're just going to walk up to a stray cat?
People do it all the time and pet it.
Not me. Just as a stray cat. Again, to be fair, and
you're scared. I can't believe I'm sitting next to somebody scared to walk past a kitty cat.
A stray cat. You're right. It's not fair to the cat. A seemingly stray cat.
Who cares?
But you know
it's
what?
A cat.
As someone who grew up with cats, and this is, I hope my parents don't take this the wrong way, I hate cats. I love dogs. I don't really like cats. And you know what? Yes. If a cat is just hanging out, let me say this, Brian. If any wildlife was just hanging out by the door, yeah, I'm going to be a little cautious. You don't know what kind of disease this animal could have. I'm going to be a little cautious, and I'm going to wait till it's gone before I walk in.
I'm just like picturing you like 3, 4, 5 years from now, just walking down the street with your son. A cat goes walking by.
the other way. Since we're on this, and
there's a word for that. It's also the same word they use to describe a lot of cats.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I should tell you this while we're at it. A few days before, so Monday, the last day I was at work, Monday, I took my dog around for a walk before I leave for work, and I saw something through the bushes. And I didn't know what it was. Again, it's 4 in the morning. You don't know what kind of... So I asked my dog to get in the car with me because I didn't want this thing to come running and attack my dog at 4 in the morning while I started the car to defrost and, heat it up. So it's not uncommon when I see things to
take cover.
A little action.
My...
I hope a feral cat doesn't bite you one day.
I need a camera on you 24/7. Where is this Big Brother CBS crew when you need them?
I hope a feral cat doesn't bite you. I don't want to have to say I told you so. But you take a little caution, especially when you have time. Now, if it's 4:52, yeah, I'm probably just either going to another door or running by the cat. But it was 4:30. I don't have to be in here until 4:45. I'm going to take my time and wait for this cat to leave.
What happens when you see a deer?
I've never known a deer to run at people.
Yeah, but like they hang out close all the time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A deer does not... if I'm in my car, I'm a little scared. But a deer does not concern me as a feral cat that can quickly jump on me.
Just like, picture the thing like on a springboard. You think it's going to attach to your face like in Meet the Parents.
I actually have a very opposite. When I see a deer all by itself, I get, you know, I'm concerned because deer are supposed to travel in packs. And when you see one by itself, you wonder, oh, did this stray away?
Yeah, like in my neighborhood, so the deer just like walk along the sidewalk and they're, you know, right there.
But they're
there.
Usually together, right?
Yeah, yeah. So if you had a deer or two and it was like a block, you were walking home, it was blocking you, you know, it was standing in front of your house, what would you do?
If the deer was standing in front of my house?
Yeah. Standing on your front lawn, you had to walk past it to get to your front door.
I would not. I will still believe that the deer is more scared of me than I am of it.
But so the cat is a vicious animal.
You're telling me that no one's ever been bit by a stray cat and had to go get a rabies shot?
I'm telling you that.
Okay.
Telling you, you could apply that to anyone. Yeah, people have been bit by other people before.
That's true. That's true. Hey, if I saw someone that I didn't know standing in front of that door at 4:30, Brian, I'm taking the same.
I don't know if I'd make. I'd be sitting here bringing this up, but
no, I. Any kind of wildlife, again, a deer, I guess it's not all kinds of wildlife, because it's not rare for me in the morning to walk by a deer that's, you know, at the furthest across the street from me when I'm walking my dog every morning. So I'm just used to that. I'm not used to seeing a cat, no offense to the cat, a cat that looks like it's been through town.
It's a promiscuous cat.
You know, it looks like it could probably use a haircut and something. I feel bad for the poor thing, but I'm not willing to get bit at 4:30. And I'm sure the last thing Lucas would want to do is have to take over the board so I can go to the hospital and get my rabies shot.
All right. Well, I just had to bring it up. I'm walking to the bathroom. I hear you talking about you couldn't go through the door because there was a cat nearby. And so cross one off the list.
I believe what I said was I hung out in my car for a few minutes while I let the cat leave.
I had this, maybe we do a new segment on the show, Shower Thoughts, Joe. Oh. I had this shower thought, just you know, something to throw out there and let people chew on for a second. How is it amazing to you that people can be classy enough to have and own actual pajamas and trashy enough to wear them out in public while shopping? Isn't that like strange to really think about? I don't have pajamas, like a special set of clothes that I wear to bed. I just, you know, I wear my underwear or something like that. A pair of gym shorts that are clean, by the way. But, you know, to have actual sleepwear, which seems like a very elegant thing, but yet I feel like everyone who has it is wearing it out into the stores.
Yeah, I've always been. I mean, when there used to be interns here at Odyssey, you would see interns, and I would never think. When I first started here, I dressed up, and, you know, I still try with the sweater thing. But we would have interns walk in pajama pants. I mean, it seems that that's just a new form of clothing to go out in. I've never thought of it the way that you've put it, Brian, but you're right. I mean, I usually am in gym shorts. I'm not in pajama pants.
That's right. Like, if you're classy enough to wear pajamas, feel like that's
home.
Like, you know who wears, the king wears pajamas.
Yeah, Frasier.
Yeah, but you're also wearing them in a while. I don't know. That's my shower thought.
But
for the
when
day.
I think classy, I think robe. Like, those pajamas also have a robe. And I've yet to see someone walk in public in
a robe. Yeah, the robe is usually left behind.
Yeah.
Joe, this is a clip of the day.
For food and drinks, like plastic bottles and caps and chips and cookie bags and other snack packaging.
I'm sorry, there's something about her voice. That's the state attorney general right there. Just so dramatic with everything. Just the food, snacks. We had a clip like this, I remember, when I was working in Rochester on TV. We interviewed somebody who went on and on about, it was like recalling some breakfast that happened, and just waffles, bagels, cold cereal, hot cereal, granola bar. Like, just, it was a minute straight of them just naming. It was almost like a bit. They were doing it on purpose. But no, Joe, it comes from a greater clip. Here's the whole clip in its entirety.
Single-use plastic packaging for food and drinks, like plastic bottles and caps and chips and cookie bags and other snack packaging. And based on a survey that my office conducted last year, at 13 sites along the Buffalo River. The vast majority of that plastic was collected from Pepsi products.
I love the dramatic pause in
so
there.
So dramatic.
The cookies, the bottles, the snack packaging. It all comes from one source. And that source, we have found,
boom, boom,
is Pepsi.
Oh.
We got them. You got all the elected leaders there. They're standing in front of the river. They've got a big poster board behind them and on the podium. And I'm sorry. I will stand right next to you. Don't litter. Littering is a problem. Pollution in the river is a problem. It's grotesque.
I'm not a fan of
littering. The amounts of floating plastic there are in the ocean. That's funny.
Hilarious.
I mean, like, you sound a little ridiculous going on and on about the rappers, and then you know what? It's Pepsi's fault. Pepsi is the most popular. If I'm Pepsi and I'm listening to this, I'm going, hey, guys, way to go. We're pretty popular in Buffalo. Like, we don't beat out Coke in a lot of places. But Buffalo, man, they got our back. Round of applause to the Western New York sales team for letting that go. How can you hold a company responsible for what people do with the packaging?
Yeah, I think it's crazy to go after just PepsiCo. Again, I think we're all against littering, right? I get upset when I see people throw things out of their car. You don't see it often, but when you do see it, I think we want a cleaner Buffalo, a cleaner Western New York. But for the state to just go after, you know, PepsiCo and this money grab, I think that's unfair to PepsiCo. And again, looking at the products PepsiCo has, though, Brian, wow, did not realize the things under the PepsiCo umbrella. She has highlighted that because it's the first thing I went to look up. But I think it's completely unfair to say this company is what's littering the lake, because it's not the company. It's people using the products from the company.
It's people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's, it is, I don't know how else to say it. They got a lot of, you know what, littering, though, you said it, we all agree, it's, you know, it is.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's gotten to a point where I think it's like it's comically bad. Like, we've turned the page on litter so much, like, that you see somebody just blatantly littering. Again, it's bad. It's hilarious. Like, you know, like, just that, like, you see some, like, it's so bad. You're going to yell at the person. You're going to pick up the trash that they threw out or something like that and make sure it goes into where it's supposed to go. You see, it's like Ron Burgundy in Anchorman. He's throwing the burrito out the window. You see somebody just, like, have, you know, a wrapper and they're sitting down. You just see them, you know, toss it up in the air and let it fall. Like, that's, I don't know. It's so egregiously bad that
you gotta laugh.
Yeah, you have to laugh at it. This is another of her quotes from yesterday.
We must hold companies that are harming our environment and our residents accountable. This truly is a historic step in holding large companies accountable, but it's one that we must take.
Accountable for what, though?
Yeah.
For
their packaging?
I mean, what do you want them to do? And then, like, what? Oh, Pepsi, sorry, you can no longer use plastic bottles. Coke, okay, Fanta, do it. RC, I see you over there. You're fine with the plastic. Pepsi, no more plastic.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
What did Coca-Cola and RC do differently to their packaging to avoid the lake?
Yeah, what?
And by the way, you want to sue someone for, what's the number one thing you see outside when you're talking litter? What's the number one thing? Now, it doesn't take up a lot of space, but it's the most thing I see outside when we're talking littering.
A cigarette butt?
There it is.
Okay.
I looked at PepsiCo. They have a lot of products.
They don't sell cigarettes.
I don't see cigarettes on their list of products.
Not yet.
No.
That isn't?
I mean, I see Captain Crunch. I haven't seen too many Captain Crunch boxes in the lake. Cheetos, Lay's. I mean, I can't even list them all. Gatorade. I don't see Marlboro.
You know what I see a lot of? And here you can bring this back to the bottle bill and expanding the bottle bill, which I both agree and disagree with. I agree with expanding it. I disagree with raising it from 5 to 10 cents. If you're talking litter, then I see. I agree with you. You know, it's the cigarette butts, Gatorade bottles.
Oh yeah,
specifically Gatorade bottles. Why? Because they do not have the deposit. You cannot return them for 10 cents. There's a reason why you don't see a lot of beer cans, pop cans. Now, they say they're seeing them a lot in the water. They're obviously getting there somewhere, but just around town, you go around to a park or something like that, I guarantee, pay attention, I see more Gatorade bottles or that kind of thing all over the place, and it is because, it's 100% because it doesn't have the deposit attached to it.
Well, Letitia James obviously sees the same thing, because guess who distributes Gatorade?
Yeah, PepsiCo.
But you're right. That is the number one thing. Gatorade, Powerade, those kinds of plastic bottles that you can't, you don't see as much anymore?
Water.
Aquafina.
Yeah, water bottles, since they added that to the deposit bill. So here, it's a simple solution. Instead of suing a company that, by the way, does business in Western New York, headquartered in New York. So, forget about New York being friendly to business. My goodness. New York friendly to business.
Yeah.
Someone takes your product and buys it and throws it on the street, we're going to sue you.
You're liable.
Yeah, how friendly is that? That's not New York being friendly for business. You want to actually make a difference. Do the sensical, logical thing. We pay a deposit on recyclable bottles in most cases, except for this one case where this one company happens to dominate the market. Add that to the list of things you pay a deposit on. Yeah.
You won't see as many in the lake.
Who's really to blame here?
Yep.
Is it the people who make the product, or the people who, for whatever reason, excluded one category of beverage from the which, can anyone explain that to me? Why we have, and again, I'm not for raising the, 5 to 10 cents. I don't think
you're
you need to do that.
The products that you can.
Why an aluminum can, it's the same can. If it's filled with Labatt Blue, you have to pay a deposit on it, and you return it to the store and get the deposit back. If it's filled with iced tea, no.
Yeah.
We were counting on you to just throw it in the recycle bin.
Never made sense.
A plastic bottle. If it's got Pepsi or water,
good to go.
You're paying the deposit, put it in the machine at the store. Gatorade, iced tea, juice? No, sorry, can't do that.
In a time where, like you said, you're seeing those drinks not only dominate the littering, but, it's a drink that dominates now when you go to gas stations. It's one of the more popular things to get is a Gatorade or Powerade. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Pepsi and Coke isn't. I'm just saying just as popular is something like a Gatorade Powerade. That would be the first thing to do, but you know what? That doesn't get headlines like suing PepsiCo.
Yeah, but
that's not the money grab like getting PepsiCo.
Is there anyone like in your ear too, like just saying you're going to stand in front of the water, list snacks, and then blame a company for people littering? Like you might sound, I don't know if people are going to take this the way that you think they are.
Yeah. Is anyone taking this seriously? 803-0930.
Really? You can't weigh in on whatever we're saying this morning, 803-0930. And Joe, the other thing that I want to get to today is what's happening at Starbucks. And it's really a twofold thing. First, I was thinking about the strike, and we were talking to one of the union organizers this morning. The other thing that we just started talking about before the show is just this concept of Red Cup Day is one of these things that just gets me all riled. I can't believe people are doing this. We'll have more on that when we come back. Beam Mass and Beamer on WBEN.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's B-Maz and Beamer back here on WBEN. Okay, let's get right to it. We left off talking about littering.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
Sometimes funny. But if someone's there to pick it up right after. But that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
When someone does it, it's just so over the top.
I can't see someone seriously just going,
It's like a Monty Python sketch or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's how ridiculous littering seems to
be. And it's all around you. Do not litter. It's on the packaging, which, by the way, it's on the PepsiCo packaging. Do not litter. I don't know what else they want them to do. You know, so when you see someone just throw up the wrapper that says do not litter, you have to laugh.
We'll go on this. We'll go to the phones. Carolyn is in Cheektowaga. You're on WBEN. How's it going this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your discussion about the littering and how they should, you know, charge the 5 cents on the Gatorade and stuff, which I agree with. But what I have to disagree with, as someone who volunteers for annual cleanups in Buffalo and as a resident of Cheektowaga, I take it upon myself to walk my own neighborhood and pick up garbage. There are often a lot of beer cans and Pepsi cans, any kind of can, even if it's returnable, that people toss out their window and litter with. In addition to that, a lot of what I see are coffee cups from local coffee shops, any kind of fast food wrappers. And surprisingly, when I first started seeing this one, I couldn't believe the amount of alcohol bottles that people are throwing out their window. Not just the little, you know, travel-size ones, but full-size bottles as well. And I don't think it's fair for Letitia James to be going after PepsiCo. If you're going to do that, then you might as well go after every company and charge 5 cents on a Tim Horton coffee cup, Starbucks coffee cup, anybody.
Yeah.
It's got to be a personal responsibility for people to not litter. And what's even crazier is I walk my dog every day on the trail by us. The town provides the litter bags and the trash receptacle for you to throw out your dog waste. And people will put the stuff in the bag and then just leave it on the trail. So I don't think it's fair to sue Pepsi. And what about how much money did she waste flying here to have this announcement? How good was that for the environment?
What's that carbon footprint like, Carolyn? Hey, thank you for the call. I think that is, you know, again, on basis, littering, bad. We don't want any of this junk in the creek, in the park, anywhere. I have to agree on the part of the coffee cups and the liquor bottles. You see that a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This summer, I saw a lot of half-empty alcohol bottles just in the grass along the street that I walk my
kids.
Dog. Yeah.
I mean, this is what it is. And there's no deposit on it, if, you know, if you want to put it that. I just like the fact we played a much longer clip earlier this morning of what happened. That she says in there that, you know, and it falls on you, the New York taxpayer and the Buffalo taxpayer, for the cost of cleaning all this litter up. It's like, hello, it's the New York taxpayer who's throwing the stuff there to begin with. So, like, yeah, I guess we should pick it up because it's us doing the littering. Like, that's the right. Personal responsibility part has to play a role. But we know, we've talked about it enough times, that concept has just flown the coop and is completely gone out of some people's minds.
Who can we divert the blame to or deflect the blame to?
100%. It's what happened, I think, here, and it's what's going on everywhere.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Coffee cups, I didn't really think about that. I do see them all the time.
You do see a lot of coffee cups.
Coffee cups, liquor bottles. I will maintain the Gatorade bottle. If I see a plastic bottle or, you know, something recyclable out and about thrown somewhere.
Gatorade, Powerade.
I really do think it's that.
Yep.
And it is amazing that Pepsi, you know, they're behind Coke in terms of big national popularity. But you go to the sports brand and they have Gatorade and Powerade is the Coke thing. They just trounce them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Would they trade? Probably in an instant, right?
What do you think has the better longevity from here on out?
I still think it's...
is it?
Are people out there drinking, you know, 20 bottles of Gatorade a day? Because people do that with pop.
No, and you got to think of, like, restaurants. Coca-Cola is in more restaurants than Pepsi.
I would, if they had a Gatorade, I would get that at a restaurant.
You can get it at the place. I know they have Powerade at certain restaurants.
Oh, yeah,
they have Coca-Cola.
The machine?
Yeah.
I do that. You know what I do? A little sparkling water with a little blast of the sugar-free lime Powerade in there. Mm. It's a nice. Oh, I love those little machines where you can do anything.
I think across the street you can get Gatorade out of the machine. Taco Bell.
Oh,
I'm not sure, but they're the one of the rare ones that have Pepsi and not Coca-Cola.
Like the soda fountain machine?
Yeah.
Oh. I won't be checking it out.
I'm in these restaurants a lot, Brian, as you know.
You know your way around. Renee in Orchard Park, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Hi, yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. I live in Orchard Park, close to the stadium. Mm-hmm. You want to see about garbage before, during, and after the football game. We have styrofoam coolers, liquor bottles, beer cans, food, everything all over. So they're worried about a little couple Gatorade bottles and Pepsi. They should come and police the area around the stadium. This has happened. I've lived here for 57 years, and this has been going on for years. I pick it up. I don't complain. It's crazy. You know, people just don't care where they throw their stuff. And then they pee on your lawn and all this other stuff. So it's crazy. People have no respect for the world anymore. It's you know.
Who
we don't
is
have
it?
Any feral cats, by the way.
Renee, who is doing it? I like to think at most of the places I've tailgated, people are generally respectful of their trash. They're bringing trash bags. If I ever forget, I ask someone the next tailgate over, they've got extra trash bags. They're there. Is it people just walking around, they're carrying a drink and then just toss it wherever?
Yeah, that's what happens. And then after the game, you know, if they have their coolers in there and they see there's a check, they throw the coolers. We've had coolers full of, the stuff that we found in coolers is unbelievable. I mean, food.
Oh, yeah.
Full bottles of, of liquor. And it's because they don't want to get caught and then they get drunk. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't still be living there. But yeah. I'm just telling you. You know, and even like, you know, the peeing on people's lawn, you know, probably 8 times out of 10, it's someone that's drunk. The other two, it could be someone that just, you know, I mean, I've done it at concerts, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. You got to go. Just hope I don't pee on a cat, right?
Yeah. Renee, thanks. I will say, you see that a lot. As you know, Brian, I park far from the stadium, so mm-hmm. I do a lot of walking. And you will see those styrofoam coolers, you know, those one-time coolers mm-hmm. you see at the grocery store, laying around all the lots, especially when they start emptying out.
I can't believe those are allowed.
I was just going to say, I mean,
they've outlawed styrofoam containers at restaurants.
Yes.
Which is a place where they make the most sense.
Yeah.
The styrofoam cooler, like, you don't have a cooler, or there's so many different options that.
And that's a thick, that's a lot of styrofoam.
Yeah. There's so many different, you see them in the grocery store.
On top
of the cooler. Eco cooler, like, it's like a cardboard.
Yeah.
Version.
That's right.
I just can't imagine, you know, I always just bring my own coolers, but yes. Even if you don't have one, like a different type of disposable, anyways, might be beside the point.
I went through a phase where I was using those styrofoam coolers, but now, as
it just
you
seems
said,
like
I
a waste, too.
Own.
Like, how much is a styrofoam cooler? $5?
Yeah, I mean, they were eight when I was, $8, $10. I mean, they're.
So, I mean, what? You buy three?
It's 64.
Three of them, and you could have an actual cooler.
Yeah.
That you can use whenever you want.
Yeah.
On the stadium part, because obviously you see a lot of litter there, that is where the cans, there needs to be a better option for people to throw out, because you know what's happening outside the stadium, and they do have trash cans there and recycling cans, but not enough for people are bringing their drink right up to the gate. And what do you see all around the state? On every stone, on
a pile
Ralph's
of cans.
Statue, walls.
Ralph's statue.
But for real. It's just all there, just cans and just junk. As far as the eye can see, it mounts up. Now, again, personal responsibility. That a lot of it is on the people, but they don't exactly have the trash can. They need more, is what I'm trying to say.
They need more, but to be fair, it's not the only stadium that happens. I'm not saying that makes it right.
Oh, no. Yeah, it happens everywhere.
But you walk into Citi Field, you'll see a pile of cans as you're walking in.
Football stadiums, like, almost especially.
Yeah.
And everybody does it. They're putting them out there. I like to try and hold mine for when I see, you know, something there. I promise to Renee, who just called in, anyone else there, I am not chucking cans out the
No. And if I have to go to the bathroom that bad, I'm going to knock on the door and see if I can use their bathroom.
I feel like there's more porta potties on the way to the stadium than there are recycling cans to put away your can.
100%.
And that
100%.
So now you're just asking for that big. Anyways, that's just looks. When you build a new stadium, you might want it to look a little better than the can thing.
Just, you know, like I said, just hold your can till you get to a can. Right? Hold your can till you get to a can. I think that's the way to do it.
Henry in Buffalo. Henry, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing? Listen, I try to clean up one street by our woods on Service Drive once a year. And I do it once a year. And at the end of the season, there's all kinds of trash there. So it's one of these deals where, you know, you try to clean a little area. 6 months later, it's dirty again. I got another two pet peeves. The checkouts have those small little coolers of soda kept nice and cold at triple price of a normal soda, large soda that's not cooled. I mean, you can get nice ice cold beer at your grocery store, but try to get ice cold large sodas, it's impossible. They gouge you for those little bottles. It's amazing. And I got another pet peeve. I almost got attacked by two dogs this summer. People walk their vicious, you know, large dogs. Just yesterday, I'm walking on an NT. Guy comes around the corner with this huge shepherd on a large leash. I almost got bit. In August, I almost got bit, too. There's something going on with these large dogs, and people don't control them.
All right, Henry, thanks for the call. I stubbed my foot today while we're at it, just, you know, to like the complaint line. But no, to the point, I like that what he brought up about the cold. You can get a cold beer. You can't really get a cold, I mean, at a gas station or something, but in a grocery store, if you needed it cold right then, you can't get pop or something.
No, you can get a single, but you can't get a case of pop. No.
That is kind of, you know, throw some pop in the cooler.
I don't disagree. I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. You can put a cola ice. On ice. You can't, I mean, you could, but it would not taste good putting beer on ice.
Yeah, that's probably why that happens that way.
But, you know, you got some cooler space.
I feel it's up to you to be sharp-minded. I remember when I would be working out around town, I'd stop in a grocery store to grab something for breakfast, and I knew that the smallest carton of milk was bigger and less expensive than the, you know, resealable plastic bottle of milk.
Course.
So guess what I'm doing? I'm driving around in my car with a drinking out of a milk carton.
Like, oh, you didn't put the straw on the side?
No, it was too big for that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was like might have been a quarter gallon.
All right, I'm picturing a school carton.
No, I got a quarter gallon of milk. You're at a red light next to me. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
Why spend the extra dollar on
that's
putting
what
a cap on it?
And all that. All right, so the littering, it doesn't make sense. And, you know, the idea behind it, too. I think that's what people are. You know, you're going to go after one company because people are littering. It just doesn't seem.
No.
It doesn't sit well with and you don't have to be a, you know, big business backer, right? To see that happen and kind of go, what are you doing here?
Yeah, and again, it's just like you said, Brian, in the first segment, someone didn't say, this just doesn't sound right. Like, this doesn't sound like what you're saying. I mean, you're going to, like you said, you're going to point to them and say, this is why, if we go after PepsiCo, all the littering will be done. It's just insane.
We might not have time to get to the whole thing. Maybe we'll save some of it for tomorrow, Joe. But I do want to play a little bit of this. Michelle Eisen is with the Starbucks Workers United Union. She joined us earlier this morning. They're walking out on Red Cup Day. Red Cup Day?
Red Cup Day is the largest promotional day for the company. It's a holiday promotional day where if you go in and buy a holiday beverage, you get a free reusable cup. It is an incredibly busy day. I think most would say the busiest for the company all year.
Explain it to me. They give you a red cup instead of your normal white cup, and you got lines out the door, so you're waiting four times as long for a cup of coffee?
Well, I don't understand this 100%, but according to their website, you can order in-store, Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever, and you will get the red cup. Now, I thought it was a red cup that they sell other days of the year, Brian, but I have not found that cup. However, this year's red cups are already on eBay for $10. So it's a reusable cup for the rest of the year. And guess what, Brian? Now, here's the kicker. You get that red cup. The next time you bring that into Starbucks, you say, I don't need one of your cups. You can refill my red cup. You save a dime.
Oh, my. So you get a reusable cup.
Yes.
And lid. I will never understand the mindset of waiting. You're waiting at least twice as long because the lines are long.
Yes.
That is what, and especially now that, you know, half the workers around here are on strike. For a cup. The mindset of free stuff. It's a cup. If you can afford to get your coffee or whatever you're getting at a Starbucks, I'm going to just guess you've got some cups at home.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm trying to find the other side of this. I can't, Brian, because if you're going to Starbucks, you're already paying more for a 16-ounce cup of whatever's in there than you are for a thing of Folgers that could get you through the month.
What does the value of a promotion have to be to get you to wait longer for it? Because people will wait in line for almost anything. You see it all the time. Go to any festival during the summer. If there's somebody handing out free stuff, there will be a line for it, and it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a plastic toy top, and people will wait for 20 minutes because it's free.
For me, it's got to be something limited time, not this, but limited time tickets to something like the turkey thing today. Good cause.
Makes and sense. Tickets. That's that's a $60 value of something that you would have wanted to anyway.
If my wife texted me and said, hey, can you go get something at Starbucks? I want that cup. I'd go on eBay and get the one I just saw for $10 and say, you're going to get it in 2 to 3 business days.
Oh, that's where we differ. If I ever got that text from my wife, one word answer, 2 letters. No. No. Why do you want this cup?
To be fair, I'm not saying I would get that text from my wife. I'm just saying if she didn't, she really wanted it, her birthday's coming up, I would just get the one on eBay. I'm not waiting in line.
Happy birthday, honey. Here's a cup.
Hey, I don't make the rules. If that's what she says she wants.
Hey, what'd you do for your birthday? Not much. Joe waited in line. I got my cup, and that's about
it. Happy birthday to all.
Happy birthday. I won't ever understand it. I'm not like. There are certain promotions where it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Like they open up a new restaurant. The first, you know, however many get free burgers for a year.
Yes.
You know, like people. I get it. You know, people waiting out in line. Can you imagine you're a college student?
Oh my gosh.
And then you take one day out of your wide open schedule. And all of a sudden you get free food for the next year. Yeah, that's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Like the cup thing just, oh my goodness, it kills me.
I mean, waiting for regular Starbucks, even though I've dabbled in Starbucks.
Yeah, waiting for your food, period, is just, it's brutal.
I don't get the red cup. Again, I was under the impression it was something that usually is, if you see some of the merchandise at Starbucks, $25, $30, and today it's, you know, free. Apparently, I've not been able to confirm that, so all I'm seeing is you get this reusable cup that will get you 10 cents off your next drink.
Like the Black Friday deals used to be worth getting out early.
Missing Thanksgiving dinner.
Standing in line. I would not go that far.
But for some. I never did it. But for some, I mean, I remember driving by Circuit City back in like 04, 05. And there were people with tents set up along the wall because of like the first 100 people get this ridiculous deal on an HD TV.
I remember going out like early in the morning on a Black Friday. I wanted to experience, like, what's the hubbub about? Like, what are we going to get? I'm waiting in line, the doorbusters, everyone kind of filed through and, you know, bought like a couple things. It just wasn't. It wasn't what it was all cracked up. I wanted some elbows being thrown. You know, I wanted to be right in the middle of the action. It was far too orderly for me. And now everything's online.
Yeah.
Like, the deal would have to be really good for you to wait outside, unless that's like that's morphed into your family tradition.
The last Black Friday I worked in retail, which we're now 6 years removed. Seven years removed from the last Black Friday I worked in retail. All we did was give out coupons until 10 a.m. There were no special markdowns, no nothing. I mean, it was not what it was 5 years ago when I started. I mean, that's just how quickly it decreased for that store.
We had to bring it back. I mean, that was a sight to behold.
Yeah, but how do you bring it back when...
I have an idea.
Okay.
You can't bring it back at the retail stores anymore. Not saying retail is dead, but it's just, it's not the same thing.
Right.
People aren't going to go wild, and I don't think the, I don't feel like the markdowns are probably the same, like those doorbuster markdowns as they used to be. With the way things have been the last year, you want to bring back the Black Friday feeling? 4 a.m. Every grocery store. You're telling me Black Friday, the meat department, 40% off.
Let's go.
Every dairy, 25% off. We're getting rid of everything and the produce is half off. I will be in line and you'll see some elbows being thrown.
Well, that's because you have a huge freezer to stock up.
We're going. It's good. I can't wait. The doors open and you're just running to the steak. You're like, you're gonna get out of my way. You're like pushing a cart into an old lady.
Like on Supermarket Sweep when they wanted to get the big hams.
Yes.
You're running right to the meat department.
I'm running to the meat department before it all sells out. Butchers work faster. You can bring it back if we brought it back to the grocery store. It'll never happen, but that's my idea.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
If you wanted to bring back the magic of the season. All right, Joe. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Back here tomorrow. Kick off the weekend. David's next on WBEN.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.